There's a weak sun rising over the sound, and a storm rolling up the coast, and a cell phone ringing in a pickup truck rolling down Beach Road. The driver turns down the radio and picks up the phone. He doesn't even need to glance at the caller ID. He knows exactly which client this is, calling from America, jittery on the news of the island forecast. Are the storm boards up? Are the gutters cleaned out? Is the grill out of harm's way? Now, this client isn't really, really worried. She knows her summer home in Katema is in good hands. In this storm, the last storm, in storms that beat their chests before they get here and amount to a trifle. She's not worried because she knows the caretaker is on the way. In the calm before every nor'easter or hurricane or blizzard with a promise of doom, right or wrong, the roads of Martha's Vineyard are awash in caretakers on the way. They scurry from the hills of Menemsha to the grasslands of the South Shore, where they firmly batten down the hatches of homes orphaned in the off-season, sitting empty and dark. The caretaker is an executive in coveralls and work boots, a caterer to the every need of every property of every client. He's a commander of a posse of elves if need be, a guardian in loco parentis, the devoted nanny to babes wrapped in shingles rather than blankets. The caretaker knows the meaning of every whine. He nurses every cough. And the real parents take comfort knowing their children are under his wing. They hardly ever bother to summon him. Well, most of them don't anyway. After checking on all his charges, maybe, just maybe, the caretaker will get home in time to put away his own deck chairs and whatnot before the winds pick up like they mean business and before the wife begins to scowl. Caretakers are a bit lax about taking care of themselves. Like the caretaker who keeps working homes in the West Tisbury woods that harbored the ticks that laid him low with Lyme disease. Or the caretaker in Aquinna who checked on a house in a blizzard in the night, never to return alive. In the calm after the storm, the caretaker will head out to check his houses once again. Yes, they're his houses after a fashion. Did Mrs. Stewart's roof lose any shingles? Did the Murray house lose power? Did the Robinson place get flooded? Did any old oak trees crash in the Thompson's deck? If so, no problem. The caretaker is on the way.